This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the past few years, banks have been reluctant to lend money to small businesses and startups. So, increasingly, entrepreneurs have been turning to angel investor groups to get their companies up and running. Aaron Toner of member station WUWM in Milwaukee has that story.
35 well-dressed men and women are sipping wine and chatting in the lounge of one of Milwaukee's oldest and most exclusive social clubs. A century ago, this is where the city's giants of beer and banking mixed and mingled. Now, every single person in this room is worth at least $1 million, and once a month, they pool their money to invest in high-tech, fast-growth startups.
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is Kelly.
Hey.
As waiters in white shirts and black ties take drink orders, Kelly Fitzsimmons makes her way across the shiny red tile floor. Over 5 years, this group has given Fitzsimmons more than $1 million for her fourth startup company in Milwaukee.
H-A-R-Q-E-N, no U after the Q.
Her company is called Harkin. It's a web-based service that records voice conversations and allows users to take notes, share photos or slides, and then quickly retrieve key passages once the conversation is over. Right now, it's used mainly for job interviews by staffing companies.
You know, we text, we email, we tweet. And yet, when a conversation is vital, we stop texting and we pick up the phone and we talk.
At least Fitzsimmons hopes that's what we do. She's asking this group of Milwaukee investors to open their checkbooks yet again. She says angels have become a lifeline for entrepreneurs who can't get a bank loan or don't have the cash to bootstrap a company on their own. This group called Silicon Pastures is one of more than 20 angel investor groups in Wisconsin, and several more are being formed. That's an awful lot of millionaires here in the Dairy State. You have to be one to join an angel group.
The benefit of being in a group is pretty amazing to me.
Tim Keene is the director of the Golden Angels, another Milwaukee investor group. He says groups spread the risk and allow investors to bet on ventures they may know nothing about.
We had a deal a couple of years ago that was advanced generator of hydroxyl radicals for purifying water. And the guy said that to me, and I thought, I wouldn't know a hydroxyl radical if it shook my hand.
But another member of the group did know about hydroxyl radicals and encouraged fellow investors to pour money into the company. Keene says the group genuinely cares about helping good local companies grow by providing guidance and networking in addition to cash. Keene says Golden Angels investments over 7 years have generated thousands of new jobs in Wisconsin.
All growth in this economy comes from startups. I mean, it comes from people forming new companies and new ideas and taking risks. You know, to me, that's the guts of the American experience.
Today, there are about 350 angel investment groups across the country, 50 of them formed after the recession started in 2008. After their latest meeting in Milwaukee, Silicon Pastures investors likely won't put their checkbooks away for long. In a few weeks, entrepreneurs in the field of telemedicine will pitch to the group, hoping for cash to turn their startups into profitable businesses. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Toner in Milwaukee.